How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend J. Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive!
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, where it is a
Friday.
Hey, hey, hey.
By golly.
We did good on that.
How about that?
By golly.
Oh, easy. Wow. Jeez. Where's the bell coming from?
Right here.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
No, you guys stole my bell.
Well, no, it was hanging out.
Spare bell.
It was over here.
Spare bell. I know. Yeah, keep one handy just in case.
Mm.
Guys, we should give a round of applause to Warren, first of all. Yeah.
Oh, we should? Yes. Oh, yes. I made it.
Warren.
Wow.
Hi, Kevy.
We don't have time to get into Warren's entire story, but we will momentarily.
He just rolled in, the credits were rolling.
Yeah, he was coming in during the intro. But we can't chastise him for being late. We'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Guys, a big Friday today. A lot of stuff to do on the air.
Guys.
Oh. Hey, guys.
Guys.
Hey, guys. A lot of stuff to do on the air.
Air.
Warren, you're tan.
Am I?
Is he tan?
Maybe the...
I think it's just shadow.
Oh, is it? Have you been out in the yard working?
Well, no, but I went on a cruise a couple of weeks ago. Maybe
that's leftover.
Yeah, I've been outside a lot.
Oh,
I've been working on my trailer.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Anything I can help with? It was kind of funny, wasn't it?
Yeah,
me helping with a trailer.
You can help with it.
I mean, I can stand there and like tell jokes or.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, like you can always I could be a gopher.
Or the entertainment.
Yeah.
Just the entertainment.
Entertainment value.
Yeah, I think that's where you.
A riddle like, why did the turtle cross the road?
He
was going to the Shell station.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm getting to look for mommy now.
Can we take the applause back?
Right. Can we just send him back down to the parking lot?
All right.
We were so proud for just a moment.
Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. I realize now, as I was saying, do you need any help? I mean, it came from a spot of being genuine.
I know.
It was coming out of my mouth, I thought, what would I possibly do to help?
I don't carry stuff.
I was doing a Monty and Bruce thing.
Yeah, that would be.
Working with lumber.
Yeah, that would be. Just I would carry stuff and stand around. Like when you guys built the deck on my house, you and Bruce.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I just basically stood there and tried to keep you from cutting your hand off.
Darn near didn't work.
Huh? Mission accomplished.
Yeah, one in a row for me. I noticed on the last project he did where he cut his finger off, I wasn't at that
one. You weren't there, he lost a digit.
I should stick with you better.
I'll try to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Quite the story coming up in just a few minutes here with Warren. I can't wait to dive into it. I need all the details.
Made me go, excuse me.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. We'll get to that momentarily. Well, Steve, we probably should get on the train of giving away stuff right off the bat this morning.
Ooh. Wow.
Choo-choo.
Oh, yeah. Choo-choo. Chugga-chugga. Choo-choo.
Is that not right? That feels wrong.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I liked all of it.
It was good.
Kathleen Madigan.
Ooh, hello.
Ooh, sorry about your name, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Madigan is going to be at the Northern Quest Resort and Casino coming up in January. We got tickets for it. You want it? Right now. 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
96% of Americans say they like these.
Kevin James.
I mean, that's like 96% is, I mean, air is about the only thing you can get.
Ice
96%
cream?
Of people
stop.
Agree on.
Everybody stop in studio and look down right now.
Donuts.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
Stop yelling.
They're just excited.
Oh, man. You look
so good. Well, it's just that one guy, the Warren guy.
Yeah,
well, he's great.
Huh?
He's here.
What do you mean, that one guy?
His microphone seemed like it was Imagine if a scale, if you will, a graph. I love graphs, by the way. And
well, you could run for office.
Warren's was.
I like their long necks.
Yeah, giraffe.
That's a giraffe.
Oh, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
I love your jokes today, though.
Okay, thanks.
Two for two is just keep it score. Two for two on the jokes, Warren.
Warren would just be like really tall and. You could just see his graph right there, bar graph.
Oh, yeah.
That would be Warren's volume, and then it would be Jay down a ways from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be inaudible. That would be Bruce.
Inaudible.
And then there's the below mumble zone.
There is. That's a negative zone.
Yeah, yeah. You left Steve out. I don't know where Steve is on that.
I don't think he spoke, did he?
He has spoken a couple of words. Yeah.
At the hello, I don't think I heard.
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
Hi.
There it is.
Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Kevin, is this better?
It is better, Monty.
Okay, thank you. I will continue.
I think I have a stocking cap on.
You think you have one on?
No, I know I have one.
Oh, okay.
You did say you think you do.
I know. I think what it is it's squeezing my headphones tighter on my head.
Oh, yeah.
So I put it over them because I'm freezing.
Oh, that's comfortable.
Wow, right. I wished I was.
Yeah.
You wish it was freezing?
Well, I wished I was, yeah. I'm
well, hot. Come on over. I'll give some stuff to you.
Okay. I was told, I don't know if we have time, but
yeah,
I went to the doctor yesterday for a physical.
Yes, how'd that go?
Everything's good.
Nice.
He looked over at my wife, and he said, how do you put up with this?
Oh,
said,
no.
He hasn't stopped talking since he's been in here.
Is that real? Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Wow. That's where I got the joke with the turtle. That's from my doctor.
He told it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He told me a whole bunch, but do you think I can remember?
No, that's all right. I'm sure as you go, they'll just pop in.
I hope.
Right. How do you find a doctor that does the kind of jokes that you like? I mean, like, that's unbelievable.
I don't know, but he's cool.
That's great.
Yeah, he really is.
Dr. Dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
I like
that hyphenated?
It is, yeah. It's all one word, but it is hyphenated. Oh.
I will tell you, I've hit a new low here at my house where man almighty.
Man almighty.
You feel bad. So I've been sick all week, and it's no fun. But my son's girlfriend, who has done a lot of helping take care of some stuff with my legs and blah, 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 whatever, okay? She's done some stuff. She got sick.
Uh-oh. Mm. Did you do that?
I felt pretty low.
Yeah.
That she was sick. And then about 5 hours later, Amelia gets home from school.
Uh-oh.
And she's just kind of sitting there, and I was like, was she having an invisible iPad? Where,
right, like no energy, yeah.
Yeah, she was just staring, and I was like, Amelia, you okay? I don't, you know how little kids, they're just in the middle of a sentence, and then just blah.
Right, yeah.
So then she
usually
begins,
it's, I think I might throw up, and as they're saying it, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. not even the knowing of that I think I'm going to throw up.
No concept, just, yeah.
Yeah, so she throws up, my stomach doesn't feel good. Yeah,
you're right.
I bet it doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
So then that was the rest of the night was her sick.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
Sadie's sick. Me sick.
There's no way your son's sick.
Son.
He's too mean.
My son, he's been doing a thing walking around here, and where he walks around with a big bleach bottle.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time I've been sick, and he's just like, comes near me. He's been a great help.
Great.
Did you teach him that, Jay?
Oh, God, love him.
But he'll just spray, like the chair I sit in, the one chair that I get to sit in, is just soaked all the time with bleach.
It's just, he's spraying it as he's walking into the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes, he wears gloves all the time. But you know what? It may be what saves him.
God bless him.
Because if he gets sick, oh, good night.
Yeah.
That's
he
awesome.
He already said, I will be the biggest baby.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Well, yeah, well, good. If you need anything, I guess you could have it delivered, but, you know, we wouldn't mind running over another bottle of bleach, would we, guys?
No, not at all.
I'll bring the gallon refills up. 7 a.m. this morning, Walmart delivery.
Let's go.
Yeah.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Walmart delivery.
We were talking about it on the air yesterday about how shorts are going on sale because it's the end of short season.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard about summer's ending and all that. Yeah. And so right after we got done talking about that on the air, I went online And I was like, you know what? That's actually a good point. And I got like whatever these $30 shorts were for like $9.
Attaboy.
And it says one day delivery, if you know, for Prime members, which I am. Mm-hmm. And then it says, or
even if you weren't,
I know
it would be.
That was a subtle flex.
Or same day.
Or 3 a.m. delivery for like $2. I'm like, I don't need a pair of shorts at 3 a.m. I mean, I appreciate it.
Boy, how handy if you did, though.
I mean, no kidding.
Imagine if you were just sitting around with no pants on and you were like,
sure need those shorts. Yeah, well,
I wait till the driver leaves and then you go grab them.
I got to go to work by like 4:30. So 3 a.m. shorts for $2?
Hey.
I mean, in case you ever need it. It is weird having those two Amazon centers really, really close like that, because the option that the one that's out there in the valley.
Yeah.
Is, I don't know what that is, 4 miles from my house?
Yeah, not very far.
You can tell what they have in stock.
Yeah, ours would obviously be the one in Airway Heights.
Sure.
And we get the
option.
I got a same day yesterday.
Yeah,
I ordered
it's
something
crazy.
And got same day. I was like, what?
Yeah. You're like, well, I didn't need it. I just want to type back. I didn't need it that bad.
Do they How mad does it make you when it's the one that you need? You're like, I want that one today. And it's the one that's like standard two-day shipping.
Next
like,
Tuesday.
No.
So it's the one you need the most that you aren't going to get for a while.
Yeah. Do they when they come to your house, Monty, do they use a canoe to get in past the moat?
Yeah.
Or do they...
We have a motorboat there set up.
Oh, and it's all... Oh, they know how to run it and everything?
No, they just... Put it in there and turn it on, and it just right up to the front.
That is cool. Wow.
Where'd you get that? Amazon?
What? Yep.
Yes, he got the next day. He got the boat and the moat.
It was a 3 a.m. delivery.
very nice.
The boat and the moat.
The boat moat.
Whatever. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm surprised Michael Keaton looks as good as he does for what? Being 70?
Kevin James.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's 71. You're right. He does look great.
Yeah, he's wrong with being 70.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Friday Cruise here. Warren, Bruce, Monty, Jay, Kevin, Steve. Everybody's kind of hanging out. You know, we're just kind of... Guys are just kind of hanging out.
It's fine.
I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, let's just hang out.
I'll give you a little bit of audio ball because I know you want the Alexa joke.
What do flowers wear under their petals?
What?
Under plants.
Under plants.
Under plants.
Get it, Bruce?
I got that one.
Okay. I can slow him down for you if you want.
That's okay.
You saw that Fallon would turn 50 yesterday. Jimmy Fallon turned 50 yesterday.
He did? Yeah. Wow. He's an old timer.
Isn't he, though? I'm telling you, this guy is old. 50. You remember 50, Bruce?
Barely.
I could tell I'm 50 because I read my birthday text all day without realizing my flashlight was on. And
I
knew
I mean,
that's good stuff.
Have you done that?
I'm just jinxing myself at this point. I think I have had it on in my pocket before.
Pocket is
especially like if I've used it and then put it in my pocket, like if I'm running around the garage outside, whatever, and then all of a sudden you look down and you can kind of see it shining through your pants.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've done that one before, but I don't know if I've done it like just a walking around thing.
One shining moment
in my pants.
Oh.
That's a little different. Monty's here.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as like the actual employer, it's like...
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like I literally ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty.
Oh, here it comes. Not yet. There's no tiger
Monty.
Yet.
Monty.
You're an animal.
I can't get away from it.
You're a tiger.
All of them.
I love making the tiger motions.
Yeah.
It annoys you. It bothers you. I love it.
I'm slowly getting over it so you can stop.
Hey, Steve, maybe you should film us doing that one of these days just to see how annoyed Monty gets.
I missed my opportunity.
It's okay. Yeah. Next one.
Hey there. Hi there. Cool. Oh, there. Good morning,
Spokane. Hi, Monty. Oh, boy. Whoa, a little dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Ooh. Oh, golly.
You have a drink there.
Get a little sip.
There we go.
Bruce is here.
There's Bruce.
Bruce Almighty.
Hello. My name is Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Yes, he does.
Bruce Almighty.
Hey, there he is right there, guys. Hi, Brewster.
Yes, good morning.
Good to have you, my friend.
Thank you. Good to be here.
You're looking great. You're looking what? Just young as ever, dapper.
Yeah,
all the things.
Dapper. All right.
Yeah.
I feel kind of dapper.
Do you feel dapper? Oh,
yes. You're looking dapper.
That's great. I think
my
that.
Dapper has a different meaning than yours.
So. We should check the definition, maybe. And then there's this guy, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
Not gonna either.
He has no sense of smell and nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
He's got quite the resume.
And the trouble just keeps happening.
Hey, Warren.
Hello and hi and good Friday morning, everyone.
Kevin, these other two get here, Monty and Bruce get here today. Oh, no, Warren today. Oh, no, yeah, Warren had a little problem.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. And on the way to work today.
What happened?
Yes, Warren? Well, I was driving along at a safe speed, of course.
Clearly.
Oh, and, within the speed limit.
Yeah. Probably the posted speed limit, I would
and,
say.
And out of the dark, from the field, comes a great big deer. Boom!
Oh, man.
Is it a buck or a doe?
You know, I'm not sure yet. It was over the hood. It was big. It might have been a buck.
Yeah.
I'll find out on the way home if I can find it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And
Yulee or whitetail?
And
yeah, right. Like you had time to look.
It was so fast. And it hit hard enough, it blew both airbags in my pickup.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a burn on his arm from the airbag, Kevin. Yeah.
And boys, that's
how are you still talking?
I don't know. Yeah, and I called Bruce right away
Did it hurt?
Did it hurt?
No, not the deer. Just when the airbag deployed.
Oh, I bet it hurt for the deer. Yeah.
You know, I don't.
No recollection.
It happened so fast.
Yeah, no recollection.
That I don't know. And then I got out. I thought, ow, my arm hurts. What is that?
Any idea where your arm was? Was that arm on the steering wheel?
Yeah, on the left. Yeah.
Like at about what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, what is the proper 9 and 2?
Ten.
I think they changed it.
I
could have
been down at the. You put both hands at the bottom of the steering wheel.
I don't know if it's bottom.
Not bottom, but
in the middle.
Yeah, like off.
Steve, maybe if there's a way you could search that in some sort of search engine
for that specific reason.
Well, whatever it was in the proper place.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Of course it was doing the posted speed limit. Yes.
Yeah, so
all rules followed.
Doggone it, my little Ranger pickup. I've had it a long, long time.
Oh no,
I'm afraid it's probably
the White Ranger is.
The White Ranger might be defunct.
Oh,
I'm not
sad.
Sure.
No, hook a chain up to that bumper, pull it out with your tractor.
Well, Monty,
and then cut out those airbags, and you're good to go.
I think so.
Oh my God.
So, Warren, your car was disabled then for the morning.
Well, no, I drove it home.
Yeah, Kevin, so that's the weirdest part to me is, first of all, he obviously hit a deer. Pretty traumatic, that big of a deer, and at that speed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it kind of messes with you a little bit.
A little bit.
Obviously, that's damaged. Obviously, the airbags deployed, burned your arm.
Yeah.
What does Warren do, Kevin? Or Kevin, when he turns around, goes home, wobbles home in his truck, grabs a new vehicle, and off he comes, and he gets here on time.
Well, I appreciate the effort.
No
with
kidding.
The bumper, mind you, into the tire.
Yeah, it was going.
Yeah. All the way home.
And then you just turn and go. And every time you turn. I tried to pull it out with me hands, but you can't do the bumper. I'm not Monty.
Yeah, that's asking a lot.
Yeah. I could have got the jack out and pushed it away from the tire, but it's dark and...
You probably destroyed your whole truck anyway. What's a tire at that point?
I'm pretty sure it probably did. And Steve, did I have full coverage? No, not anymore.
Well, why would you? How old is that truck?
Well, it's a 99 and it has 280,000 miles on it.
It seems like that'd be a waste. Yeah.
Still doesn't use any engine oil.
Wow. Steve, appropriate hand position.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommends placing your hands on the steering wheel at 9 and 3 o'clock positions, halfway up and on opposite sides of the wheel.
I think they did that, Bruce, because of the airbag.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when they
10 and 2 was pre-airbag.
So you don't blow your hands right into your face.
Yeah, just punch yourself in the face with it. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, don't care much about the deer, but glad you're okay.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, when you're going the posted speed limit, which there could have been
45 in that it was out in the country.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was right by Ralph's house.
I was telling you guys earlier.
When Ralph doesn't have a last name?
You guys, Gower.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I felt like we needed to know.
Yeah.
I was telling you guys earlier about how our property is like a thoroughfare. It's like a freeway for deer from the mountains down to the water.
Oh,
sure, yeah.
And we've witnessed or seen or I have removed at least 15 to 20 deer.
Oh, my goodness.
It's bad right
from
now.
From that road, right in front of our house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you sell the meat?
I was going to say. Did you hang them up?
No, it's usually we don't know about it till the next day, and then it's you know how that looks on the highway.
A little late, a little non-fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gosh, I mean, heck of an effort getting here.
Thanks.
And glad you're okay. Sorry about your truck and all the rest of that.
Me too, but yeah.
And lesson learned, don't swerve. Just let it happen.
And it did. Yeah.
Just break all you want, but don't swerve.
Exactly.
Yeah. Brakes are good on it, too.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
Warren,
not that soon.
Warren's like, slightly used white Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
Dent.
Yeah.
Four-wheel drive.
Gently used. Good brakes. Burns no oil.
No.
Front end laying on ground.
Five-speed manual transmission with a new clutch a little over 100,000 miles ago.
At that point, is it new, though?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, hot yoga. Have you tried hot yoga?
Hot yoga.
Yeah.
No. I think my brother has a sauna.
You just put it in milk.
Kevin James.
Hot yoga?
Yeah. I don't know. No,
huh?
I know what yoga is.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be funny.
It didn't work.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
A little free-for-all buzzword with the Friday crew here, guys. It's the one where Steve, you know, has word, you know, his questions.
Yeah.
And we all know that the answer begins or has a that word in the answer.
Oh, you know, the game, right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The word is in every answer. We're going to play buzzword, and we've given four of our fine listeners an opportunity to choose who they think is going to win this contest.
Ah.
And in order, Josh was first. Josh, how are you?
Good.
Very good. Josh has chosen Kevin. You feeling strong about your choice, my friend?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy.
All right, let's do it.
Attaboy. Josh, if he wins, he can choose his either CMA qualifier. That's the flyaway to the CMA Awards show in Nashville for two-night stay. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
If Jacqueline wins, which would mean that Monty would have to win. Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Very, very good. Jacqueline will also have an opportunity to qualify for the not only the CMA flyaway, but she could qualify for the Seahawks against the Niners October the 10th in Seattle.
That's a
heck of a game.
Yeah,
Let's see. What else do we have? We have Silverwood tickets to give away. Now, Phil chose me to represent him. Hi, Phil.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good choice on choosing Jay.
Phil, have you ever hit a deer?
Yes.
Hmm. Phil, would you?
I live out in elk, so.
Oh, I said, do you ever hit an elk? Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Phil, if you were, the funny part about Warren, and I think a lot of the people here in the studio, if you hit a deer, Phil, could you go home and get another vehicle?
Yes, I could.
Okay, that a boy. All right, very good. Everybody here, I think, in this studio anyways, would be able to go home and just grab a different car. It's like, I got another one. I'll just get that one.
Yeah,
Dodge this. Or Chevy or Ford. And our last qualifier is Karen. Karen has chosen Warren because she was running out of people to pick, basically.
Well, yeah. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
All right, fingers crossed for you, Karen. Hold on for a second. Guys, it's buzzword. Steve, what's our word?
We'll do the first one is breath.
Bruce, that means breath. You are representing all those who are playing at home. If you win the game, it opens it wide open for everybody to get back in and win.
Whoa.
Yeah, no pressure for you,
no
Bruce.
Pressure.
And the word again, Steve, is?
Breath.
Breath.
B-R-E-A-T-H.
Guys, just scream out your answer. We'll try to figure out the scoreboard. Kevin, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kevin's ready. Good luck to everyone, and here we go.
Yeah, he was the number one pick.
I know, Kevin was the number one draft choice from Josh.
All right, here we go. Breath is the word. Take a moment to stop huffing and puffing.
Catch your breath.
Catch your breath. Nice. Jay, are you keeping score?
I got it. I scoreboard it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. You've got to do it to survive underwater.
Hold your breath.
Hold your breath.
Mm. Ooh, very close on that one, but yes, that is correct. Mutter? In a barely audible
under your breath.
Of course.
Monty, with the mumble answer.
How would I know?
I don't see that was mumble.
You blurted the answer, but anything that has to do with mumbling, you're going to get
that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Monty.
You know. Yeah. He's the king of mumble, everybody.
I was under your breath.
That was correct. Yeah. Very nicely done.
Yeah.
Well, job. Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve. Anyway, I'm just checking the scoreboard. Do we all have one, or did you beat me on that second one?
Substantially. Sorry. You are at a strong disadvantage, Kevin.
The delay.
Yeah, strong disadvantage, my friend.
Well, okay.
All right. I mean, it's not your fault, Steve. I don't know why you're owning that. It's just
no. I was just saying, okay.
It's how the equipment works. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
All right, a Tic Tac,
a breath freshener.
Close.
Breath mint.
Tic Tac.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin with
oh.
the breath mint.
Nice.
Kevin with the breath mint.
Even with a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Well done. Don't bother preaching to me.
Save your breath.
Yeah, Kevin.
Nice.
Boy, Kevin knew that one. He's heard plenty of that. Two for Kevin, two for me, one for Monty. Everybody else has yet to accomplish a point.
Bruce, you and I don't have any yet.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
See that.
when you exhale in the winter air, you can...
See your breath.
Oh. Nice. See your breath.
Warren. Say it louder. You get it.
That's right, Kevin. If it were volume, Warren would win.
Does he get half a point for
he
that?
He gets nothing and likes it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fair. Run up the stairs too fast.
Out of breath.
Ooh.
Out of breath.
I think I got that.
I think that's a tie. No point.
Okay.
Sorry. See your
breath. He's going for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a refreshing change.
Change it. Oh. Breath of fresh air.
Oh, Monty, dang, I think, with a full sentence.
Yeah. Okay.
Two to two.
Piffle.
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's not it.
No, definitely not. Piffle breath.
Chronic halitosis.
Bad breath.
Breath.
Mm-hmm.
Jay got that.
Yeah. Okay, nice. All right, that was that card.
Oh,
okay, Jay wins
wow.
it.
Wow, look at that, guys. Edged him out at the very, very end.
Karen, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Phil, you're going to get your first choice. What would you like, Phil?
Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Phil, a CMA qualifier, Seahawks against the Niners qualifier. We got Silverwood for this weekend. And we might have, if I'm not mistaken, one pair of Kathleen Madigan tickets left. It's not till January. She is a comedian out at Northern Quest. What would you like?
Oh man, let's do Kathleen Madigan.
Okay,
it's like a party.
Yeah, she's very funny, and you get something to look forward to in January too. So congratulations. Hold on for 1 second, okay, buddy? All right. Well, let's see. That's Kevin and Monty are tied. You don't have time for a whole nether card. Maybe you two first to three or best of three. Steve, you got another card?
Yep.
All right, best of three. You know what? I'll put you two guys are in this one, too. Warren and Bruce. I don't think it'll matter. So
me and Kevin and these guys.
Yep, I'm out.
Almost an insult.
Kevin, here we go.
I think so. Seems like it.
Best of three, you said?
Yeah.
Three questions.
The word is hold.
Hold
is the word.
Yeah. Hang in there until we return. Hang in there until we return.
Hold up. Hold.
Hold. What?
Well, I don't know.
Hold your horses.
Hold on. We'll be right back.
No. This one might be really hard, actually.
Hold tight, I bet. No. What is it?
Hold the fort.
Hold down the fort. It wouldn't even have been true. It's hold down the fort.
Don't get mad at the card reader.
Don't hate the reader.
Don't hate the reader. Hate the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He does.
Conduct a conference.
Hold a meeting.
Hold a meeting.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Warren is on the board.
Warren is on the board. Let's go, Warren.
Man.
Little kids should do this when crossing the street.
Hold hands.
Nicely done.
Monty.
Nothing compares to you. This one might be hard.
Nothing compares to you.
Hold me tight.
I want to hold you tight.
No, I can't hold a candle to you.
Oh, that was a hard one. It makes sense, though. Yeah, here we go.
Of course you can.
Don't move a muscle.
Hold on.
Hold still.
Kevin. All right, Kevin tied it all up.
Okay, so the next one wins, right?
Well, it's 1-1-1.
Right.
Wait a minute. Pull back on the reins.
Hold your horses.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin James.
Kevin. That means Josh is going to get to choose. Josh, you get to choose CMA qualifiers for the flyaway, Seahawk qualifying for the 49ers, or you want to go to Silverwood for the weekend?
CMA qualifiers.
Boy, I sound great in
you
echo,
do.
Don't I?
Yeah.
Josh?
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Which one do you think, buddy? Bless you or Gesundheit or whatever it was.
Silverwood.
All right, bud. Hold on for 1 second. Hold on.
Like he had to suffer through that.
I think he's working summer follow or something.
I couldn't tell when he coughed or sneezed. It's like Steve when he sneezes and it sounds like, a cat with a fur ball.
Does it really?
Have you not heard Steve sneeze?
No. Come on.
What's it sound like, Steve? Can you fake one?
No. Hold on. Don't we have it saved somewhere?
Oh, that's right. I think we do. Yeah.
Say, put something up your nose.
Kevin, what does it sound like? You know how to do it, right? Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I found it. Here it is. Steve sneezing. That's his sneeze.
Sounds like a cough.
I know, because when he did it, I didn't know what to do. I was like, am I supposed to say Gesundheit, or you got something in your throat?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to play it on repeat.
Yeah, we do.
Why don't we?
All right. You know
Steve,
what?
I like you a lot, but that's funny.
I won't play it on repeat.
The Big 99.9.